You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Welcome to the program to put some money where its fantasies are on the Fantasy Sports Network. Let's do this thing. The Wednesday edition of the program means we're talking football with Mark Lawrence, Playbook.com's Mark Lawrence will join us. I don't know if you've heard, but it's championship weekend this weekend as the college football rankings were released last night. We're going to get to that in our opening rant of the program, but we're going to break it down with Mark Lawrence, see if there's any upsets waiting, any surprises around the corner. We're also going to talk some NFL football with Mark Lawrence. Cam Stewart joins me in studio. We're going to talk some NFL football. We're going to get to some of your sports guru who ruined your Sunday videos with the raging redhead Cam Stewart. Now, if we just had Mark Lawrence and Cam Stewart, you've already got yourself a show. You've got yourself a show right there, yet, you know, that's not quite good enough for Game Time Decisions, as we're gonna kick it with a very controversial figure as of late, Curt Schilling, World Series champion, three-time World Series champion. Curt Schilling steps up and in and joins us, also currently hosting a radio show on Breitbart.com. You might have heard of it, so the supposed alt-right. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff at. You know, I was a little bit concerned about this. It was suggested, you got to get Curt Schilling on the show. And I'm thinking, man, Morenzi and Schilling, you know, we could have some problems. We could have some problems. Or at least, yeah, we'll have some fun. But others might have some problems along the way. But you wanted it, you got it. Curt Schilling joins us on the program today. So we got a ton of stuff to get to. We got a ton of picks. We got a ton of games to break down. I got a bunch of college basketball picks for you tonight. I got one NHL pick because my hockey picks suck. Last night, we went 3-0 on the hardwood. We went 0-3 on the ice. We got a hockey pick to give you. So let's get down to business and start off the program by talking about the recently released College of Football playoff rankings. Now, there were no surprises. Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Washington. Now, for the record, for those of you wondering, what would the BCS say right now? The BCS would say the exact same damn thing right now. The BCS even has Michigan ranked fifth. Not that the BCS matters anymore. It's all about the committee. Now, if these four teams all win this weekend, then it's going to be wrapped up in a nice, in a nice little bow, and we can package this on Sunday afternoon when they announce the College of Football playoff bracket. Yet, we're a long ways away from that. There's a lot of racetrack left, my friend, between now and Sunday afternoon. I don't know if you've been paying attention to college football this season or college football over the last couple of weeks. It's freaking chaos and mayhem out there. So let's blast through the scenarios here. Let's start off with Alabama. Florida's not beating Alabama, all right? There's a better chance of Colin Kaepernick becoming the governor of the state of Alabama than Florida beating Alabama this Saturday. That's not happening. Are Bama going to cover the 24.5? I don't know. Saban can sort of name his score. Florida's offense is terrible. Florida is not beating Alabama. And hell, even if Alabama lost, they'd probably still make it at this point in time. Maybe not, Alabama's in. All right, we know this. We move on after that. Ohio State, they can't lose this week because they're not playing. A lot like the Cleveland Browns. They can't lose. Ohio State, they're not going to fall out of the top five, even though the game was gift-wrapped to them against the Michigan Wolverines, and Michigan were the rightful winners of that football game. It doesn't matter. It's like Bradley and Pacquiao. Yeah, Pacquiao won the first fight, but when you went to the window with your Pacquiao ticket, did they pay you? No, they didn't pay you. So Ohio State won the game. Ohio State are in. All right, so now let's get to Clemson and Virginia Tech. Can something happen here? Well, yeah, I think something can happen here. We've seen the Clemson Tigers defense, an overrated, porous defense that's been getting shredded by mediocre ACC football teams. All right, Virginia Tech's offense can be an explosive one, an inconsistent one, but an explosive one. I don't know if you're paying attention, but Jared Evans, the quarterback of Virginia Tech, he's been more prolific than both Michael Vick and both Tyrod Taylor for the Hokies. Justin Fuente is a hell of a coach. Anything can happen in one game. And I can tell you, I will be taking the Virginia Tech Hokies plus the points, and we could have an upset. And despite the fact that our boy Drew, lives and breathes for the Clemson Tigers, as a Michigan Wolverine fan, I want to see them lose. I want to see them lose to Virginia Tech, and then I want to see Colorado beat Washington. Now, as I stated, if Washington wins and Clemson wins, then there's no bitching, there's no complaining, and there's nothing to say, all right? Now, we're going to find out what happens with the Big Ten scenario that we'll get to in a second. But as far as Colorado and Washington is concerned, we could have an upset here. Wouldn't it be a major upset? Colorado Buffaloes are a 10-2 football team. One thing to note about the Colorado Buffaloes, they're not only 10-2 straight up, they also happen to be 10-2 against the spread as well. They're a dangerous football team, but they're not as good as the Washington Huskies are. But there could be an upset. Now, the Michigan Wolverines check in at 5, and then we got Penn State and Wisconsin playing in a Big Ten championship game this weekend. Now, this is where things get interesting, man. And as a Michigan fan, I don't think the Michigan Wolverines are out of this just exactly yet. You know, the Big Ten champion, let's say Penn State wins the Big Ten championship. You're going to put Penn State in? Michigan beat Penn State by 39 points. Michigan beat Wisconsin. And, oh, yeah, Michigan also happened to beat the Colorado Buffaloes by 17 points as well. So I don't know. I don't think you have to be a Michigan fan to look at the rankings right now and see Michigan in the 5 spot. Well, that's only one spot out of playing in the playoffs. And if a couple of crazy things happen, such as Clemson loses, they're gone. They're out. That opens up the door. Does it open up the door for the Michigan Wolverines, or does it open up the door for the winner of the Big Ten championship game? I can't imagine that everybody wants to relive the Jerry Sandusky story for the next 6 weeks leading up to the playoffs. Now, do we? Now, Penn State's a nice story. You know, screw the program. I hate the program. And most of your fans are a bunch of sleazeball pigs. But good for the kids on the football team. All right? But Wisconsin's going to beat you anyways. And now it's going to get real interesting. What are they going to do? Now, is this about conference championships? They keep on saying that it is. Then why are Ohio State in if they're not going to win a conference championship? Now, the fact of the matter is the USC Trojans might be every bit as good as the teams that we just talked about right now. The bottom line is this four-team playoff system sucks, all right? It sucks. Everyone bitched about the BCS, but the computers rarely ever got it wrong, didn't they? You know, this system sucks. You know, you got 5 power conferences. You only got 4 spots, man. You got to make this playoffs the top 8, or better yet, just make it the top 16, and don't give me this crap about how they're student athletes and, oh, they got to go to class, and we can't have an extended playoff. If you guys cared about them being students, you wouldn't have had Hawaii flying around 40,000 miles before they played their first freaking home game this year. These guys have traveled more than every NFL team combined this year. So don't give me this crap. You got college basketball teams playing at 6 a.m. on ESPN. So don't give me this crap about they got to go to class. We all know that they're semi-professional operations to begin with. And I don't know. We're going to find out whether the committee gets this right or not. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I'm telling you right now, it's not going to go the way they think it is. And they're going to have some freaking decisions to make. Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. Holy crap, man. I got more papers. I feel like Harbaugh. I feel like Harbaugh right now. What are you talking about, ref? What are you? That's a flag? 15 yards? Man, we got a lot of paper. This is what happens if you print the playbook, people. We always talk about the famous playbook, Mark Lawrence's playbook. This is what happens if you print it. You get all this information, a lot of information. All right. Every day we got a new system for what camera I'm on. They wave at me. I don't know. Everything's strange, man. The cameras are all close together. The table's closer than normal. We got a million notes here, but we're ready to rock and roll. We got Kurt Schilling and we got Cam Stewart coming up. That's not too bad. And you can't get better than Mark Lawrence joining us right now. Playbook.com's Mark Lawrence. What's up, Mark?
Doing terrific, Gabe. How are you doing?
You know, Mark, I feel like I'm a kid in college cramming for the exams with the championship games coming. I got notes. I got your playbook all over the place. But I got UFC notes mixed in here. I got NFL future notes. I got it all, Mark.
What you need is that all up on a screen, Gabe. Tell the guys to get you a screen.
Yeah, you know what, actually?
A teleprompter.
Yeah, you know, I don't like the prompters, but it might be something I got to start considering, actually.
Your eyes are still good.
You know what? My eyes are not good, dude. My eyes are not good at all. I can barely read the directions. I was trying to cook soup the other day, and I'm looking. I'm like, do I put water in this or milk in this? And I literally, it was to the point where I was going to look at the directions online. And then I was thinking, yeah, you guys should have directions for this online or something like that. But yeah, I've got problems. I've got a lot of problems, Mark. But that's besides the point. I'm hoping to alleviate some of the problems with some winners this week, championship week. And one thing I noticed about reading the playbook, Mark, last night when you sent it out, was the database is such a deep one. And especially when we get to this time of the year, you really have a lot of angles, don't you, Mark, in the database?
Yeah, we have a lot of them. There's more and more games now that we can put into the database, especially for college conference championship games. You know, they began back in 1992. So, you know, they're beginning to compile quite a few results. And with those results, we can get some pretty good findings.
Mark Lawrence with us. All right, Mark, so let's jump in right now. Let's just blast through some games. Let's talk about the Pac-12 championship game. We've got the Colorado Buffaloes and the Washington Huskies. Man, you're getting points with a football team that's 10-2 against the spread this year. Very, very impressive season for the Colorado Buffaloes. But I do feel as if the Washington are a better football team, Mark. So I'm kind of in a quandary here. I don't like going against the red-hot spread team. But at the same point in time, I do feel that Washington are a better team. And I've been on the wrong side of a couple of Husky games in the last couple of weeks, and I'm getting tired of it, to be honest with you.
I know just what you're saying here. I was on the opposite side of the Colorado Buffaloes when they took on Washington State, and I was completely 100% wrong in that contest. So both teams are streaking. Both teams have had great seasons thus far. And I'll put this to you, Gabe. We did a poll on our podcast about the college football playoffs, and we asked there after a 4-team playoff, if it were an 8-team playoff, and it was based on odds, Vegas odds makers, Washington would be in the playoffs. Colorado would not. I think simply put, Washington is one of the 8 best teams in the country. That's confirmed by the fact that they are in the playoff polls, and they've dominated in this series here. So they've got a lot to play for in this game here. Pressure, though, is the key question here. Will the pressure get to this football team, because they need to win to stay alive?
You know what? I don't think it does. I don't think it does. You know, I thought that the pressure would get to them last week on the road at Pullman, and it didn't. It's interesting that you bring that up, Mark, as far as the rankings are concerned. That was what my opening rant was about today. I think, you know, we'll get to a couple of these games, but I think there is an opportunity for some upsets. Maybe Virginia Tech is the best one. I think Vautech maybe has the best chance of these teams. I guess you could argue for Colorado, but I think Washington's explosiveness, you know, you got the Gaskin kid, the Miles kid, the Browning quarterback is just so good. Their O-line is massive. Colorado's good. I just think Washington might be great, and I was wondering what the BCS would say, Mark, and you know what's crazy? The BCS has the identical rankings as the playoff committee right now.
That's ironic, to say the least, that they've paired up that way. And, you know, the one common denominator that these two teams have, Washington, Colorado, is that they both returned a ton of returning starters this football season, and it's paid off. The fruition has come true for each of these teams. Colorado, 18 starters back. Washington, 16 from last year, so they won't be lacking for experience in this football game.
Yeah, Washington put up 44 a game. Colorado put up 34. It's just, you know, Washington, I can't get in front of this again, man, and I'm tempted. I love to bet on the underdogs, Mark. I'm tempted, but I just can't do it. I did cash a ticket with Auburn and Alabama going under the number, and this is something that you and me and one of your colleagues talked about last week, and Steve Merrill brought up a great point in which Auburn were only giving up 14 points a game, and And we talked about it's incredibly rare that you get a team that's getting more points than they allow defensively, actually. We have a similar situation now with the Florida Gators against Alabama. But it's really an instant. Let's be honest here. Alabama can name their score against pretty much anybody. They don't need style points. They just need to win the championship. It's a boatload of points to win by 25.
Gabe, they could lose this football game and still make the playoffs. So, you know, I don't know whether the intensity will be 100% what Gabe or what Nick Saban wants in this football contest. But, you know, the thing I want to throw at you is this, is use LSU as the barometer in this football game. Florida went into LSU in that contest and scored 16 points. Alabama went into LSU and scored 10 points. So it's not like Florida is going to be completely outclassed in this football game. They also have revenge from being knocked out and beaten by Alabama in the same SEC title game last year. I think everybody in the world is on this Alabama bandwagon this weekend. This is the spot where Florida Gators, a sneaky, good defensive football team, sneaks in, and I think it takes home the money.
Yeah, it just seems like it's too many points at 24.5, and it might even go up, as you stated, because the public's going to look at Florida's offense. They're going to look at their performance last week against Florida State, but Saban has a tendency to do what he has to do, and as you stated, we saw last week against a quality defense, he did what he had to do to get out of there with the win. I see a similar situation here. All right, but before we wrap it up, I'll get your take on the playoff picture. But Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, they are not in the playoff picture. And the Big 12 brings this upon themselves. I don't think either one of these two are worthy of being in the Final Four. But it's still a big game, nevertheless. It's Bedlam, and it's always big.
It is big, the Bedlam series, and we've got a matchup of two pretty evenly matched teams here, Gabe, as well. You look at the stats, offensively, defensively, they almost mirror one another, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. The quarterbacks almost mirror one another, Baker Mayfield and Mason Rudolph. A lot of commonalities between these two football teams. This will be a battle for first place in the Big 12 Conference. And remember this, Oklahoma handed Mike Gundy his worst home loss ever in his career last football season, 58-23. That'll be big incentive, I think, for the Cowboys in this contest here. I like them plus the points. I think the pressure is all on Oklahoma.
Mark, let's take a look at some NFL. Well, quickly on the Virginia Tech-Clemson game. With Fuente going in there, you got Jared Evans at quarterback. We've seen Clemson's offense has been torched this year. I think Virginia Tech will be able to score on them. I think there's going to be some points put up on the board in this football game. I like the over of this game. It's been moved from North Carolina to Orlando because of the bathroom stuff that went on. So the NCAA moved the football game. Do we have a live dog here with the Hokies?
I think we certainly have a live dog with the Hokies here. Again, this is a pressure-packed situation here for Clemson to remain in the top four. The Oklahoma or Virginia Tech wins this football game, they're not going to barge into the playoffs. They know that. Are they going to come as loose as a goose in this football game here? And you also take a look at how good teams in the ACC have fared. 900 or better teams in the conference championship game six times. They've only won three of them straight up. They've lost half of them on the football field. I think Virginia Tech is indeed a live dog in this game.
Mark, I wanted to get to some NFL before we get you out of here, but as far as the playoffs are concerned, what do you think happens? Do you think it's going to end up the top four as it is right now, or do you think the Big Ten shakes things up? And I said off the top, man, Michigan beat Penn State by 39. Michigan beat Wisconsin. Michigan beat Colorado. I think Michigan might be able to backdoor this thing still.
Well, they could, but they're going to need help to do it, obviously. They're going to need somebody to crack, whether it's, you know, whether it's Washington or Clemson. Somebody's going to have to fold the chair, in other words, for Michigan to get in there. They're going to be the best two-loss team in the country that's not in the playoffs, the Michigan Wolverines. And that's a shame, because if it was eight teams in the playoffs, they'd be in the hunt.
Yeah, that's right. We've been talking a lot about the USC Trojans being one of the most dangerous teams in the country right now. But, Mark, before we get you out of here, the playbook, such a wealth of information this week. Great stuff. We really encourage people to get it, even on your mobile device, the Playbook Cube. Let's go to the Google store. But the database, a couple of things that stood out to me. The post-Thanksgiving curse that lives for teams, specifically the Detroit Lions, and the beating the Super Bowl champion this late in the season hangover. Both teams have fallen to big pitfalls this week, with Kansas City going to Atlanta and Detroit going to New Orleans.
Yeah, Detroit just 3-17 straight up the last 20 post-Thanksgiving Day games. They got to go into place with one of the hottest teams in the NFL in New Orleans. And you've also got the teams that beat the Super Bowl champion had that big letdown. That's for Kansas City. It's a big test when they go into Atlanta this week, and I think the Falcons will be primed for this football game.
And finally, in closing, Mark, you got a free play over at covers.com, as Mark's one of the covers experts as well. You can see all of his plays over there. There's some free analysis on the Thursday nighter between the Dallas Cowboys and the Vikings. You think there could be some points put up on the board?
I think there will be some points put up on the board here. Sam Bradford's talking about opening the offense up here, and you've got typically high-scoring games after Thanksgiving Day. Both of these teams played on Thanksgiving Day. It's a rarity you get two teams Thanksgiving playing the following Thursday. Those teams have busted over the total 8 out of 10 times they've happened here. I think that's a well-lit scoreboard in that game.
Man, Mark, you're the best in the business. The database is second to none. You want to stuff someone's stocking this Christmas season? How about a playbook subscription? You can't beat that. Mark, always a pleasure, my man.
Hey, my pleasure, Gabe. Enjoy the games. Be good.
There's Mark Lawrence with us. All right, lock things up. Kurt Schilling joins us next. Game Time Decisions continues. We are live on the Fantasy Sports Network. We're trying to track down Kurt Schilling. My guess is I'll ramble for a couple of minutes. We'll bring Cam in studio, and then Kurt Schilling will call us back. That's generally the way things go on live television. Don't worry, though. If we don't get them, we've got them. You know, we just don't have them. You know what I'm saying? We've got them. We just don't have them, if you hear what I'm saying. But give us a couple of minutes. We'll try to track down Kurt Schilling. If not, Cam Stewart will join me in studio. As far as Mark Lawrence is concerned, college championship weekend, man, it's a great time of the year. And as I stated off the top of the program, stuff can happen. It almost has to happen. You know, Washington winning, Clemson winning, Alabama winning, and Ohio State, these son of a bitches, they're not even playing. Like, this whole thing is just, it's going to drive me crazy, man. Like, it's almost at a point where I want Penn State to win just to cause the chaos, because I want to see the committee tell people, well, Penn State gets in instead of Michigan because they're the Big Ten champion. Yet Michigan beat them by 39. Yet Ohio State's in, yet they're not the champion. We have a fundamental problem with this, man. Like, it needs to be defined. I could freaking live with it. I could live with it if they just said, you win your conference championship or else you're not in. Simple as that. Like, you know, are we going for the best teams? But as soon as we start going for the best teams, that's when opinion comes into it. And the whole nature of sports is to take politics, opinion, and, you know, everything else out of it. It's supposed to just be the best. And this is my problem with the college football playoff as we have it right now. What is the best thing about the NCAA tournament? Nobody ever remembers who won the stupid tournament. Nobody even cares who won the tournament. Who won last year off the top of your head? Villanova. Great. You know, what does it do for your life? You remember Florida Gulf Coast. You know, you remember VCU. You remember George Mason. You know, you remember Vermont. You remember all the Cinderella stories. You remember all those, you know, those upsets. You remember all the, you know, the, oh my God, a 12 seed just knocked off a 5 seed. You know, that's what makes the tournament, that every gym in America has a chance. Now, Western Michigan's schedule, you know, it is what it is, but it beat a couple of Big Ten teams. They're undefeated right now. Western Michigan should have a shot. You know, they should have a shot as well. You know, should they be the lowest seed? Yes. But they should have a shot as well. You know, we look at the 1AA guys. They have a legitimate playoff. And so you're going to tell me that, you know, their classes don't mean as much? Because that's actually their reasoning here. Well, they're student athletes. Don't give me this crap that they're student athletes, all right? Did you know that after the kid on Ohio State missed that chip shot field goal the other day, that Buffalo Bill backup quarterback, Cardale Jones, former Ohio State Buckeye, He actually tweeted the kid on Ohio State during the game for everybody to see. And he said, whatever they're paying you, I'll double it to make the next kick. He went there and he's saying whatever they're paying you. All right. Investigate it. God, Ohio State. Like, you guys are unbelievable. You know, that wasn't a first down. But I'm not going to argue. Ohio State are a top four team in the country. You know, but to me, this system's flawed, man. And we need to have a legitimate playoff. Like, I can live with it if we go to eight, all right? If you're ranked nine, screw you. Shut up and deal with it. But, you know, let's go to an eight-team playoff. Let's go to an eight-team playoff. We've got five power conferences. So you put the five power conference champions in. You have three wild cards. You know, you put your Boise's in or your Western Michigan's in, and then you're like, all right, Michigan and USC, these guys are the best teams right now that aren't in the playoffs, so they're going to get into in the top eight. You know, you go by the rankings. It's not rocket science. But, you know, every time, oh, now we have a playoff. No, we have the same freaking problem right now. Because who's to say the one conference champion is better than the other conference champion? Because then we have people that aren't playing the damn game deciding who's going to play in the game. That's my major issue with this. And I feel bad, actually, picking on my boy Drew here. But I'll tell you what, Drew. I'll be pulling for Clemson to beat Ohio State. And, you know, our boy Sarge at the Fight Network, who produces MMA Meltdown, he's an Ohio State fan. I think that's why I'm not getting any B-roll anymore on my shows. Because you know, Sarge starts tweeting me right after the game. I'm like, screw you, Ohio State suck. I hope Penn State win. And, you know, then I realize I'm such an idiot that Penn State winning just means that Ohio State got a free pass. It would have been better off if they actually had to play Wisconsin. Maybe they would have freaking lost. But nevertheless, man, it's going to be real entertaining stuff. Cam Stewart's going to join us in studio. We'll pick Cam's brain a little bit as far as the college games are concerned. Me and Cam are going to talk NFL Survivor tonight on Morency Unfiltered. We got some NFL games, and we have some videos, all that and more on Game Time Decisions. Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. We are now joined by somebody who is not Kurt Schilling.
Sorry, everybody.
But looks like Brock Lesnar.
Hey, new haircut.
New haircut. So what, you went to the barber and said, give me the Brock?
You want the one? How about the zero? Chop, 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 chop. Yeah, it was crazy. Morency was like African lion safari in there. There's cats and animals and parakeets and parrots. Yeah, it's really good. These Jordanian guys where I get my haircut, they run a really tight ship. Lots of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Free beer trim, too. Nice.
Really, that's a pretty tight haircut as well.
Yeah.
They took quite a you're ready for the military. They took quite a bit off.
Attention! There. You should come out to the burbs. $25 all in, not like Toronto City prices. $50. Oh.
Do I look like somebody that needs to spend $25 at the barber?
You look like a man who buys a bottle of Barbasol and just a cheap Beck and
Yeah, that's right. But it's amazing. Bald people can have bad hair days.
Oh, yeah, they can. I've seen you before where you miss a little patch.
Yeah, you miss patches or you just don't shave.
It's glistening a little too much on one side.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, I have the hat. I put the hat on. Drew's like, what do you want? I told him I got a bad hair day. He had his goofy little laugh there.
How do you have a bad hair day?
You're bald. I told him, bald people can have bad hair days, jackass. Pretty simple.
Jackass.
All right, so I had a bunch of questions prepared for Kurt Schilling that I actually can't find. Sorry.
Wednesday, hey,
Serenity now.
Insanity later.
Serenity now. Hey, we're live. I'm just being real here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just being real. I did a radio hit a couple of days ago on ESPN New Hampshire.
You're really hitting your picks of the park with those guys.
Yeah, I really am. And I'm talking to the guy. I'm like, yeah, just hold on a second. Yeah, I'll take a small pepperoni. I was in Domino's ordering. Like, yeah, I'm as real as it gets, all right? So I had a bunch of questions for Kurt Schilling. I was going to ask him. So will the Chicago Cubs have a World Series hangover now that they won for the first time in 108 years?
Yes. They're not going to win next year. No way, no how.
Is Breitbart a white supremacist, alternative right, Nazi-laden website?
Could be. Next.
Do you
you feel that you've been singled out by the left?
And yes,
yeah, I do. I want to be vilified, Gabe. This is ridiculous. And it was blood, not ketchup. Next.
Cam Stewart, a.k.a. We should have just got like the
yeah,
face.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, that's what you do. You just got to get a little next, cutout. No. Yeah, we just start asking questions.
Should just go with the Donald Trump. Wrong. Yeah, wrong.
You said it, though. What a stooge. You win the election, and then you're like, everyone's voting illegally, and now you're opening up the door to lose. That's not a good wise move, Morenzi.
It's
just
like Ohio State complaining about the referees.
Yeah, exactly. Brutal.
All right, so speaking of complaining, we've got some videos. Who ruined your Sunday? Always enjoy getting the feedback with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Let's go to a couple of these videos.
All right, so who ruined your Sunday? Well, for me, my Cowboys are 10-1, so I really don't have much to complain about. My fantasy teams are decent, besides one. I'm not going to get into that. My team played well. It's just I got to keep getting beat every week. If I want to get really critical, very specific, it actually will be my Dallas defense giving up 449 passing yards for Kirk Cousins. I mean, 41 attempts, 53 attempts. I mean, that's crazy. You know, three touchdown passes, DeSean Jackson, 118 yards and a touch. I mean, you held Kelly to under 50 yards, but I mean, Claiborne's out, Church might be coming back, I understand. But good night. That is nuts. That's so much. You know, I know this defense isn't the best pass defense, but good Lord. But we got it done. We won the game. So, I mean, but let's not do this against somebody that's, just in case we have an off day, that could have been a blowout against us. So, yeah, that's ruined my Sunday.
Tommy Tuch hit the vaporizer there. And another thing is, I don't know what's going on. Hey, buddy, they're playing the Washington Redskins. Have you not read the mail? Kirk Cousins is a pretty good quarterback these days.
I just want to know what's going on in this kid's basement. Like, was it just me or was I hearing, like, screams?
I was hearing, there could have been somebody trapped that sounded kind of like a bird, a parakeet, or it could have been a human.
It's like that other, the Castro dude in Cleveland. Got, like, girls locked up in the closet there. My Cowboys are 10-1, and I got a couple of chicks locked up.
That guy was the worst. His buddies are coming over for band practice. He just cranks it up. Deedly, deedly, deedly.
Yeah, I think his name was Castro, too. They're great guys.
I got to be honest
with
you.
Great
guys. Hey. Here's a tip, people. Who ruined your Sunday? This isn't a casual conversation. We want to know bad beats and troubles. Like, this isn't some kind of... You don't get angrier. Get more feisty.
Cam's fired up today.
Do you not agree? When our Sundays get ruined, we're pissed, right? Like, I'm pissed. Even Clemson Drew, he gets angry. The Bills, Tyrod Taylor. Like, I want to see some anger.
All right, what's next?
One thing that is concerning to me as a Giants fan is Ben McAdoo, and I guess I'll say Ben McAdoo ruined my Sunday. The Browns are not a team you should be squeaking out wins against. The Browns are 0-12 now. The Giants luckily got out of there with a win. But when you have a lead and you're pounding on them, going conservative is the worst thing you could possibly do. You need to just smoke these bad teams. If you're a good team like the Giants say they are, you've got to smoke the bad teams. Sterling Shepard not getting a target. I mean, the guy's a bona fide wide receiver, too. He needs to be involved in every game. We saw what happened on the one end around that he got. 20 yards. Boom. Done deal. Now Odell Beckham's one of the best in the game, but Sterling Shepard needs to get more involved every week from now on if this team wants to be successful.
All right, we're going to have to start a new segment, Who Ruined My Wednesday? You guys complaining. You're bitching about the Giants. They covered the spread. They won and covered. We got the first guy on. My Cowboys are 10-1, and I'm kicking ass in fantasy. But I'm not happy because my defense gave up 400 yards.
I want to see a clean
I got this guy. He's unhappy. I'm picking the Giants. I had the Giants in my survivor pool. They won. And they covered the damn spread.
Where the hell was this guy filming his video, too? He's on a construction site at the top of the building there. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I want to see a Cleveland Brown fan eating 88-cent tuna. Not the good stuff, the no-name kind, because his team can't win a game. Because he's broke. Right, Morenci? Kraft Dinner's only good when you can afford it. That's your line.
That's true. Kraft Dinner's only good by choice.
Yes, by choice.
Like, if you actually haven't had Kraft Dinner in a long time, and you're like,
I crave it.
Yeah, it'll hit the spot. But if you walk into a grocery store and you've got $1.19 in your pocket, then eating Kraft Dinner sucks.
I agree.
Especially if you have to mix it with water instead of margarine or milk.
That's so bad. Oh, man. No butter or milk. Next.
You've never done it?
Oh, no. That's pretty bad, Morenci. I do that for pasta sauce. I'll put ketchup and sriracha in, but no water in KD. That's so ghetto. What, do we have another video or what?
No,
that's okay. It. Anyway, this is fun. I'd like to see some people going wild, though.
Yeah, no, you know what? You guys, you're right, Kev. You guys got to raise it up a notch. You got to raise it up a notch a little bit here. All right, Kev. So we've been talking about the college football rankings and the games that are coming up this week. Colorado, Washington. I think there's a lot of live underdogs. Yep. One of the games, actually, no one's really going to have the balls to do it, but me and Mark Lawrence just talked about it, are the Florida Gators getting 24.5 points against Alabama. That's a lot of freaking points in a game that Alabama just needs to win.
The thing about Florida is, Morenci, I'll tell you one thing. The Gators, they don't score a lot, but it's going to be hard to score on them. Their defense is fantastic. You see the things they do, and they can cause problems for Jalen Hurts. I think, yeah, Alabama, what do they historically do? Tight game at the half, then they kind of run away with it in the fourth quarter. Auburn was hanging with these guys, so, you know, don't sleep on the Gators. Chomp, chomp. It might be too many points. Alabama probably wins by 17. I don't know if they cover.
Exactly. I think Alabama wins by 21, by 24, but Florida Gators, their defense is solid. All enough to hang with this. It's a lot of points, man, 24.5 points. So we'll dig deeper into this game later in the week. But an early lead with the Florida Gators right now. The Colorado Buffalo game against the Washington Huskies, Cam, is just a case in which I'm sick of losing money betting against the Washington Huskies.
No, don't bet against.
Like, the only time I've ever really covered is the week Utah, when I was getting 10 points with Utah.
What about USC? Did you have USC that night against Washington?
No, I had Washington.
That's the thing. It's a real shame in the Pac-12 because the USC Trojans are the hottest team in the nation right now, yet you have Washington. Washington State, don't be fooled by this game in the Apple Cup, Morenci. They killed themselves early in that game. Huge turnovers, red zone turnovers, missed kicks. That score is not indicative of actually how
Luke
that game
Falk
was played.
Luke choked in every big game he played this year.
Inside the 20, he was horrible. But I'll tell you something about Colorado. Their defense, they're lethal. I'll go to the cam for this one. Their DBs are nuts. Washington has great receivers in Pettis and Ross, but I'm telling you, Colorado has the ability to shut them down. Don't sleep on the Colorado Buffaloes. Utah brought the kitchen sink last week, and Colorado still got it done. The Buffaloes has got better every week, and I'll tell you, Morenci, as a Michigan fan, you saw them in the Big House. They were leading in that game till huge special teams mistakes totally turned that game on the punt. They had no kicking game. I'm telling you, watch out for the Buffaloes, a very underrated team.
Virginia Tech getting 10, pretty tempting against Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson Drew over here on camera, too. I know he's all fired up, but Virginia Tech, they're a streaky team. They could score, but they can give up points. Know what I see in this game? Track meet.
The over.
Track meet.
You're damn right. I said that earlier. This game is going to be a track meet taking place in Orlando, Florida. But this Gerard Evans kid is a real baller at quarterback for Virginia Tech.
Got to hand it to Virginia Tech. At the start of the year, they had a game against Tennessee where they were leading. They screwed up in that game. But since that point, Morenci, they've been pretty good. The Virginia Tech Hokies down the stretch, people are going to talk about, well, should North Carolina be there? Who's the other representative, right? So give Virginia Tech and their coaching staff a lot of credit with a young team. They've done a great job.
I like Wisconsin to beat Penn State.
Wisconsin is a better team than Penn State. I haven't put that bet in yet, but I lean Wisconsin too.
And here's an interesting one too. Temple and Navy. And how about this, Kev? The Temple Owls, I was in Vegas for week one of college football. Temple laid like 15.5 to the visiting Army, Black Knights. And Army had lost 21 consecutive road games. Mm-hmm. They beat Temple outright.
Outright, yep.
I get screwed over. That's the only game this year Temple didn't cover.
This is the thing about the Navy.
They've covered
game.
Every game.
What are you thinking about? This is the one thing. If you're betting on Temple, you better hope they score first, because Navy, if they get that first point, tick, 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 they will just bury you to death with that triple option. But you know what? Temple's pretty explosive, Morenci. Ooh, ooh. I lean to the Owls.
Ooh, I'm leaning.
Actually, the Owls are the play in that game.
I'm leaning with the middies.
Yeah, the Navy's been good to you over the years.
Yeah, they
I
have
like
been.
I like those. Those schools are always good.
Home field advantage could mean the world of difference. I hear Will Worth has really proved his worth at the quarterback position. All right, let's talk some NFL football.
Love it.
Cam. Kansas City Chiefs and the Atlanta Falcons is a game that caught your eye.
It is, and a lot of people are going to be on Atlanta. I know Mark Lawrence in the playbook, Gabe, he likes Atlanta. I don't. I like Kansas City in this football game. I know Atlanta's been lethal on their home turf. I think Kansas City's defense shows up in this game. I also like the fact that, hey, all you fantasy players, Tyreek Hill, are you taking this guy on DraftKings? Running for a touchdown, receiving a touchdown, kick return touchdown. He's the real deal. I think Kansas City has to make a statement. Atlanta, a little bit overrated, and you're getting the hook at 3.5. I think that's a big half point lean to the Chiefs.
I was thinking, you know, I just got a little ironic here. Kurt Schilling's the big bad guy for a couple of tweets at Tyreek Hill getting praised, and not a nice guy, Tyreek Hill.
Well, he did some pretty bad things. But you know what? It's the NFL. As long as your fantasy teams are winning, no one cares. Who cares, Dave?
Exactly. Here's the number. NFL road teams who upset defending Super Bowl champions are 1-14 straight up and against the spread.
Who do you like, the Falcons?
I like the Falcons.
Okay, we agree to disagree.
I like the Falcons. All right, the Bills and the Raiders.
Here's the thing.
This is one of my best memories ever. You'll remember the game, Cam. The Buffalo Bills and the L.A. Raiders,
yes.
It probably was at the time.
Yep.
In the AFC Conference Championship game, and the Buffalo Bills won 51-3.
Smashed them.
It was unfortunately, actually, we lost to the Giants the next week. The wide right happened the next week. That's why the Buffalo Bills were 7-point favorites against the Giants because they absolutely killed the Raiders. But that was one of my biggest early big gambling runs, Cam. I was just laying it down on the Bills. They covered against Dan Marino and the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. They kicked the crap out of the Raiders in the AFC Conference Championship game, and I had a lot of money on it. And it was never in doubt. It was just one of those glorious games. I'm sure Raider fans out there remember that. What do you make of this game?
It's actually funny, Morency. I was on a complete Tootsie Roll till the Bills with your boy Frank Reich met Houston. And I was driving around in my dad's Safari because the game wasn't on TV. And then that miraculous Bills comeback cost me $2,000. I got slapped around as a kid. Hard lesson in gambling. But hey, we stick with it. I love the Buffalo Bills this week against Oakland. Hey, Oakland, no more lasers in Mexico with your Cerveza Tecatis. Hopkins, no touchdown. What's going on here? This is nuts. This Oakland Raider team has improved, but this is crazy. The Texans won that game. They got absolutely robbed. Carolina, they came back in that game. Oakland, very lucky to escape by the skin of their teeth. The Raiders have been hanging on by a thread for a long time. Give me Buffalo Bills on the road outright, but I'll take the points.
I think the Buffalo Bills match up well with the Raiders. I think the Buffalo Bills defense can get some pressure onto Derek Carr. We've been talking about the Ronald Darby situation all week. Any update with Darby? Because, if they don't, without Darby, that's going to be a problem. The Bills' secondary is already a little bit suspect,
weak,
yeah, to begin with. And here's shocking news. A Clemson Tiger player, soft. Sammy Watkins misses practice again today.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Clemson Drew wants the Bills. He's a Bills fan. He wants them to draft Mike Williams, too. Yeah, because drafting C.J. Spiller worked out so well.
Nice guy, though.
Trading up to get Sammy Watkins has worked out so well. Drafting that Shaq Lawson kid was great. Like, really?
Yeah, well, that's a lesson. Don't draft Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, I think that is the lesson at this point.
The Cincinnati Bengals learned. Same with West Virginia Mountaineers. Be very careful with drafting players.
No, I think the Buffalo Bills. I think the Buffalo Bills can hang. I think they can run the football on the Raiders.
Yeah, with Tyrod Taylor.
The Raiders aren't as good as their 9-2.
That's what I'm saying. They should have lost some of these games. No, they're not. They're improved, but they're not that good.
All right, we agree. Cowboys and Vikings. Is this a trap for the Cowboys?
Listen, you talk about you betting against teams all year long. Betting against the Dallas Cowboys, man, it's going to cost you a lot of mortgage payments. But this is the week. I'm telling you, the Minnesota Vikings are going to have a game plan. Lots of defensive stunts. They're going to get in Prescott's face. I could actually see them doing some things in this game. Very, very tight. The world thinks the Cowboys are going to cover every week. The covering train has to come to an end. Minnesota, desperate team at home. It's going to be very, very tight. I'm getting 3.5 points. I think this is a field goal game either way. I think Minnesota wins this game, and they will cover the spread.
You know what? I talked with Mark Lawrence earlier in the program about the post-Thanksgiving hangover.
Yeah, did you see? Zimmer, 8-1 ATS in games after an opponent win. Cowboys, 1-7 in games following playing the Redskins in that game, too. These guys do not cover in these situations. I like Minnesota. Good spot for the Vikes.
Similar situation with the Detroit Lions. Just 3-17 post-Turkey Day games. Just 3-17.
Oh, I think the Saints killed them. I think they win by double digits, yep.
You know what?
I like dogs, too.
Did you take the Saints as your survivor last week?
I sure did, buddy. Scared early.
Yeah, you like that. Quick touchdown?
For all you survivor. Oh, when Goff threw that touchdown, I'm like, are you kidding me? Think about it. There was 2 points in the game. Cleveland was hanging around with the Giants. Miami was losing to San Francisco. The Saints are down. I'm thinking, this is the week the survivor gets blown up. Everybody comes back and wins. So, I don't know who we got this week. Stay tuned to Morency Unfiltered. We're going to talk about all that stuff.
We're going to have to dig deeper.
I know. It's a tough week for Survivor.
We're going to have to dig deeper this week. I'm actually thinking about the Green Bay Packers, but the Packers have cost me in major spots before in the past. I just don't trust El Terriblo at quarterback.
Who Brock Osweiler?
That's stuck. El Terrible?
El Terrible. That's great.
All right.
I don't trust the Packers.
Panthers and Seahawks.
I'm going
to
tell you
something. Now that Aaron Rodgers has that tent, he's Listen. Got the tent to go into.
Oh, yeah, the tent. What's he doing in the tent?
I'll Big lines of cocaine.
Oh, man. I never know what you're going to say.
I don't know. It's just, he's got the tent in there. And I thought,
are the Panthers?
When I saw the tent,
the Panthers?
Like,
are they pussycats?
The Panthers
the
are done.
The Panthers. Hey, sorry. Forgot our hockey segment next. The Carolina Panthers are pussycats. The Seattle Seahawks went in. Me and Gabe both told you that the Bucks, yar, we're going to beat the
That's
Seahawks
right.
outright. And Seattle's
That's
my
right.
team. Now Seattle's back home. Russell Wilson doesn't play bad back-to-back games. Carolina, Greg Olson, he's a ghost. Want to know why? Because Cam Newton can't get in the ball. Seattle by 11. They cover the spread.
Ooh, Seattle by 11.
Yeah, I like Seahawks to cover.
I can't top that. You're so fired up today.
I'm having fun. Well, you know, your guest doesn't show up. I got to show up, Renzi, right? Take one for the team.
All right.
I like the Calgary Flames over the Leafs tonight, too. Leafs on a back-to-back after beating Edmonton. Go Flames.
Anything else?
No, I'm good, buddy.
Why don't you take us out to the break?
I will. You're watching Game Time Decisions with the one and only Morenci. Picks to come later.
All right, it's time for our plays of the day. And for the most part, we're going to avoid the National Hockey League ice. That was ugly last night, man. We went, we swept the board on the hardwood last night, yet we went winless on National Hockey League ice. Freaking frustrating. So we're going to concentrate on the hardwood, although we do have a hockey pick for you. Let's start off in the NBA. We've got the Grizzlies and the Raptors on the board here this evening. I know that Conley's out, but the total is 194.5. I just think it's too low, man. The Raptors are freaking killing it, man. Kyle Lowry's hit like 20 of his last 43-point shots. They're averaging like 109 points a game. The total's just too low. Norris Cole, they'll be able to move the ball. They'll be able to score a bit. This game goes over 194.5. I don't want to lay the big points with the Raptors, but I will take the total. All right, we got the Washington Huskies and Texas Christian. All right, this would be a high-scoring football game, and it's going to be a high-scoring basketball game. I don't know why. I guess because of the tournaments and stuff like that, but these guys actually already played this year, as crazy as it is, and they racked up 173 points when they did play. All right, this time it's 160. I think we can get there again. Let's go over the number. Washington, you know, the Huskies lost a ton of talent, but I've been watching a lot of Husky games this year, guys. These guys run and gun, and they got a stud freshman, man. They can light it up, and this game's going to go over the number. Let's go over a 160. Nebraska and Clemson, we got the big 10 ACC stuff going on here. The Clemson Tigers, I don't want to seem like I'm picking on Clemson here, but I'm taking Virginia Tech in the football game this week, and I'm taking Nebraska in a basketball game tonight. I just don't know why Clemson are favored by double digits. We're talking about a Nebraska team that got it done against Dayton already. This game's also going to go over the number at 135. This one pains me, but it proves that I don't bet with my heart because I loathe Ohio State, but I'm going to take the 13.5 against the Cavaliers in what's going to be a lower scoring game. It's a lot of points, man, in a lower scoring game. The total is only 119.5, man. Come on. You know, you guys just got to get to the low 60s, and we go over the number, and it does, and we wrap it up with an NHL pick. We're going to fade the Toronto Maple Leafs for the last time. If I lose tonight, I'm going to stop picking on the Leafs, but the Flames get it done tonight. Other than that, you're on your own, man. The winners be yours.